This is CliffCentral.com.
Somebody other than you, someone else.
Yeah, I know that. It hurts your pride.
That is so hectic, though.
I love that song. I think really? It's such an empowering song. It's,
you know what? Never play that song for a woman. Ever, because like if you're trying to be romantic, it could end badly.
Oh, that is not a romantic song at all.
Like
she is no, that's a woman empowerment song.
Yeah, so you got to listen to the lyrics as a man. Don't just like it's a nice slow jam. It's in my playlist. You know, my warm up session, my foreplay playlist.
No, don't do that.
And right there and then she's like,
hell no.
Actually, I've been meaning to tell you something.
You know, it's so funny. You should play the song because I was thinking.
Not everyone listens to the lyrics.
Oh my goodness, no.
You know what I'm saying? But and that's like, it's too late now. You're like, wait, no, that's not what I meant. Wait, hang on, don't leave. Anyway, welcome to it. How are you doing? I'm good. I'm a bit hectic today. I had quite a morning.
What happened?
I must say, you know, single parenthood. I must say to all the ladies out there who are single moms, you guys are doing a great job. It is not the easiest thing in the world to do, you know. Wow, it is really tough.
Yeah, I don't have kids, but I can imagine.
No, it's hectic. But what I realized today with basically my morning and how it went through is, first of all, let me put it in context.
Yeah.
My wife is away for a couple of days to a week or so.
Okay.
She's in Europe. Been looking after the baby, you know, everything's been okay. This morning she kind of had a bad fall because she's still learning how to walk, even though she's walking and she insists on it.
Oh,
and she
no.
slipped and fell.
Yeah.
That was the first thing we had to deal with. The nappy rash situation.
Oh my goodness.
Trying to FaceTime with the mom overseas.
Wow.
And trying to make it to the show in time. And obviously do all the admin that one has to do in life, you know, in general.
Jeez.
It's hectic.
That sounds like quite a hectic morning.
But you know what was great about it, though, I must say? And this is maybe what I would actually like to say to first-time moms, especially.
Yeah.
As much as it was stressful, it was incredibly rewarding. It was one of the most rewarding experiences
Oh, really?
Of my life.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it just felt like I didn't have to think about myself at that time.
Oh,
like
yeah.
the whole time, you know, I was just like trying to take care of someone else. And so any issues that I might have had at that time kind of just like took a long back seat.
Oh,
it went all the way to the back of the bus, you know. And I guess in a way it's so satisfying to actually, even though you get flustered and you have to still get to work and all that.
Yeah.
But if you just take it as a positive, because I think everything can be seen as a positive, it can actually be a great experience.
I guess so,
that's
right?
Kind of, yeah. Because it felt great to just be like, I'm a dad. Like that's, I've got a bigger job than I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, and you're looking after someone who's literally dependent on you.
Exactly.
100%.
Exactly.
You know, they can't tell you, you know what, I'm out of here, peace.
Yeah, they can't be like, listen, man, you know,
it's not working.
Like, you've been crying for a while now, and as you know, I'm kind of busy, you know.
Yeah.
So I think you just need to sort yourself out.
Yeah.
You just can't do that. It's a no-no.
Wow.
But this is the weekly mashup, just in case you didn't know what you were listening to. I'm with Candace Mama.
If you are a new listener.
And today we've got a really, really great show lined up for you.
I'm very excited.
I think let's just get right into it, you know. First up, we wanted to talk about pickup lines, was it?
No, let's actually speak about the video first. I think pickup lines is going to take up quite a big segment. So let's rather speak about the video I got cast in because my dancing was so brilliant.
Yeah, either that or they were just like, this is just the most awkward dance we've ever seen. It has to be seen. Like, you'll never believe this if we didn't show you. We have to like shoot it actually.
And you know what's the funny part? They really requested that dance that I did. They really like the hand motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, because apparently
I saw that. That was like your major scenes. That was the dance. Like, that's how I could tell you apart from all the other people by the way you were particularly moving. You have a signature move. You should patent that.
The squat and hand out.
The like. Squat and hand out. Although I think we need to change that. Like, the squat and hand out, I don't see it working. It just doesn't really.
It doesn't have that ring.
I can't see it like going to the club and saying, I'm going to do the squat and hand out. It's like, it's just.
I'll do the candy M.
Why would you squat?
The candy M.
Okay, that's better. The candy M. I think that could work. The squat.
Do the candy M.
The squat and hand out. What are you squatting for? Don't do that.
It's because I focus so much on leg day at
okay.
gym.
But let's just call it the candy M. It's
the
just candy the candy M.
M
because
candy
you
M.
do focus so much on leg day at gym.
That's why I always feel a need to squat when I'm dancing. Like, it's just the thing.
It's just to show off. Like, you know what?
It's like, look at how low I can actually
all night.
Like, I dare you guys to try.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Literally, this is not even my first set. And I've been doing it for an hour already. Like, you should, I put on so much weight when I'm at the gym on my back that when I do it without weights, it's like literally like I could do this all night. Like, you know, just going up and down, going up and down.
That's pretty much it. And like, you know, and then it, well, you know, it's funny. This was actually called the Can't Stop the Feeling. Have you heard that song by Justin Timberlake? Well, if you watched the video, you heard it.
Yes,
right?
I heard the song. That song is by Justin Timberlake,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
but then it's a proudly South African video. Why are we using a Justin Timberlake song, guys?
No, because it's like, you remember the Happy Movement by Pharrell?
Yeah.
Because I'm happy, mm-hmm. And everyone wanted to clap their hands and dance in the street.
Yeah.
And I did do that, and I almost got run over. So when Mango approached us and said, you know, can you please do a video for Can't Stop the Feeling? Danine Naidoo, who we'll be speaking to in a little, she decided that, you know, to put together this viral video, and hopefully Justin Timberlake will see it and come to South Africa and just thank us. I'm hoping for that.
Sue your asses because nobody actually asked for permission before and now it's online and I don't know if anyone is paying
like
for the rights.
It's got like 30,000 views now.
Yeah, so but I don't think Justin Timberlake really cares about how many views it's got if like no one paid for the rights for that song. So
you're just being bitter because, well, you weren't cast in the video. And you know what? When Mango Airlines votes for your dancing, you know you won.
Yeah.
I mean, the general population voted for you.
But you see, Mango voted Airlines, for me. Isn't Mango Airlines, the whole premise of Mango is it's about being funny and that sort of thing? So it's not about like how well you do it. It's like how much can people laugh at you while you're dancing? You know what I mean? okay. Oh, anyway, I was going to say, why is it that gym bunnies dance different to everybody? Because I know when I was going to the gym, you know, it's always about, like, whatever move you do, it's about what you did in the gym. Because I see, like, the candy M, that's what it is, right? We're calling it the candy M.
Yeah.
You were saying it's like the squat and handout, which is basically right there and then you were doing, like, two exercises in one. You were squatting and at the same time doing shoulders and a little bit of biceps, you know? So that's what it seemed like to me. Have we got a call on the line? What's happening?
Is our call coming through?
Okay, not yet.
Okay, just 1 minute.
So I was saying.
I think it's to literally show off. Because I've actually realized that. Like, especially, you know, those hyped up men.
Yeah.
Who have those, like, huge biceps in the gym. They do, like, this chest pop thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pop.
In fact, what's his name? The Cruz. Like, I quite enjoy him though. I quite enjoy watching him dance because
I love it. And then he's got the whistle, like on White Chick. Black Chicks.
Yeah,
White Chicks. It's called White Chicks.
Yeah, the movie, right?
Yes, he's got a whistle in his mouth, and he just like.
Oh yeah, when he was like he took off his shirt and everything. That was like really super embarrassing. But I think he's cool. You know, I mean, like if I was his kid, I'd be embarrassed a lot all the time.
Yeah.
So we've got a call on the line. I'm not sure who it is exactly.
Hey, I know who it is. It's Danine Naidoo. Hey, girl.
Okay, let's hear it. Hello. Can you hear us?
How are you?
Good. All the better for hearing your voices.
Hey, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. What's happening on your side?
We good. We just want to speak about the video that we shot with Mango.
Yes. Incredible. Oh, my goodness. What fun, right?
It was incredible.
Energy and enthusiasm exchange, and it's been so welcomed and so well received by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we obviously see Miss Candace Mama shaking her thing and adding her touch of magic, and that is really what we wanted this to be, was just a chance for people to let loose. There's so much drama happening in the world, and I think any form of distraction that's just a punch of happiness is really what this was about. And Mango, you know, it's what Mango is about, and they've got wind of the concept, and they took it under their wing with us as a second viral activation, following their Running Man challenge that they also did.
Oh, yes.
And so it will also be seen on a plane near you on your next Mango flight. You'll be seeing some happiness on board as well.
Okay.
And it was really a fun, you know, fun experiment.
it was a lot of fun. My co-host is actually jealous he didn't get invited.
I'm curious as to why you chose Candace. Why?
Listen,
of all the people.
You know, I mean,
you saw my video as well, right? You saw me dancing next to her.
Okay, so this just means that Tanisha, well, now we have to find another great excuse to shake our booty, which means that I'll have to push Candace aside for the next time and get you in, okay? Can we just establish that now?
Yeah, okay, I think we have to do that because, quite frankly, you know, I feel like I was a little bit cheated on that one. And I think that, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to.
He's hating on me, but it's okay.
Strong arm my way into a video. I think that's really wrong, especially like on air, because I don't give you much of an option. But all I'm saying is, like, honestly, guys, honestly, I was there, I was available.
And you did a cartwheel. I did a
cartwheel. And that was like without even, I hadn't even practiced.
Oh my goodness, a cartwheel one-handed, I need that rehearsed and well prepped for the next one.
Okay? Yeah, definitely. So that's the deal. Definitely. And this time I'll actually bring my stunt coordinator just to make sure that everything goes well. You know, because you don't want to mess that up, you know? Yeah.
Oh no, absolutely. Mm. No, we're going all in. I think we need a Can't Stop the Feeling action remix.
That's it.
By Tamisha Masha and his stunt coordinator.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
I think
nice
I'll
one.
Just make a feature because I like things.
But you know, give us a brief background onto, you know, why are we doing this video? I saw it as well. It's really about people being happy. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it was very much inspired on that note of happy. I mean, we saw the same kind of phenomenon happen around the world when Pharrell's song came out, and everybody kind of hopped on board to do their version of it. And this song triggered that exact thing of just feel good, let loose, drop what you're doing, and dance. I mean, everybody loves to dance. It's one of the things that just brings us so much joy and brings us to life. And what I just love about bringing people together to dance and kind of like zoning in on them is that everyone is so unique and so beautiful in their own way, the way they get down and what makes them feel in their ultimate groove. So, I mean, I just, you know, it's something that's inspiring. It's something that just says to anybody who's got their guard up, let it go, let it fly. Tomorrow's another day. Dance right now and drop those tools.
I love it.
I love the concept. I love the fact that it's really about, I suppose, social cohesion, if we're going to get serious.
Yes.
And I think that's something that we need right now, where it's just a bunch of South Africans getting together, remembering that we've got fantastic sunshine. We've got warm people in this country. We've got amazing people. And let's not forget that we all need each other, actually.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Without getting too preachy.
You look at the mix of people in the video and it's just so refreshing, you know, it's exactly everything that you said. There's so much drama. We need some sunshine. So yeah, bring on the feeling, man.
Yeah, man, let's bring on the feeling. But excellent video. And we certainly hope that more people send it around and it goes viral. You know, it would be nice actually to start getting messages on social media that are more positive than negative. So where can people find it? Where can they hashtag it?
Yes.
Where can they forward it if they're on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram?
So last night we actually hit a milestone, just to put it out there. We've got currently over about 14,000 views on it. And we need to just get the figures. I need to get the figures out today, but it's really been rocking. So if you go onto Facebook, you can go onto the Mango Airlines page. You can also just simply use the hashtag, which is Can't Stop the Feeling SA.
Okay.
And you'll find it. You'll find us. And you'll be able to indulge in the happiness and spread it. Yeah.
All right, great one. Well, you heard it from Candace and Dee herself. Thank you, Dee.
You guys rock. Thank you for having me.
You too, babe.
Only a pleasure.
Have a good day.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Mad love. Bye.
Mad love. Bye-bye.
All right, so here's a song by Justin Timberlake, just in case you haven't heard it yet. And it goes a little something like this, I suppose.
Yeah. I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock.
Thank you, Candace, for that. You can't stop the feeling. So if you want to see Candace doing the squat and handout, or as we call it, the candy M, go to Facebook and I suppose hashtag Can't Stop the Feeling SA. I think it's such an important movement right now.
Oh, it is so much fun.
I need something positive, man.
Yeah.
I need something like just easy. Like, remind me again.
On social media.
Why I'm here.
No, because social media actually generally is very depressing.
It's becoming so depressing. Oh, it's almost like becoming like the newspapers, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to avoid the newspapers. So I go on social media a lot of the time to see what is going on out there. And I think to myself, okay, let's see what is happening on social media, because that will help me with checking out what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
But generally, it's just bad news after bad news.
It really is.
And after a while, you're just like, actually, I just don't want to be here anymore.
That's why campaigns like this are so important.
I think so.
It shows something more to South Africans than just complaining.
Yeah.
And
I think
sadness.
So.
You
and,
know?
And fighting over silliness. But you know what? You did a great job.
Thank you so much.
We were going to talk about, by the way, if go check out that video, and that might be a great pickup line for later. Like, I know you from somewhere, right? And she doesn't like that, but now you can actually say, no, but I do. I saw you in that video doing the squat and side off. Squat and hand off.
Squat and hand out.
Oh, hand out. Not squat and hand off.
No. No,
but looks like a sideways chop.
You know what? Let's just speak about pickup lines and the lack of effectiveness they actually are.
You know, I'm not really good at those things, so I try not to do them.
Wait,
at all.
You are the master. What did we name this? You said you are the master of pickups, and I am the master of being...
Not picked up?
How do you put it?
Okay, I don't remember this conversation at all.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I have that problem where I'm like, really remember having that conversation. Which means you can take real advantage of me.
I get hit on a lot.
Okay, yeah, you do.
And you hit on people a lot. So.
No, I don't. I'm just a very charming human being. I don't actually hit on anyone. Some people think they're being hit on. But it was funny because I was having a conversation today. A lady from South Sea called me.
Yeah.
And she had such a great voice and phone manner, you know. I actually couldn't stop myself and said to her, "You sound so amazing on the phone. You should really like get your own show." Like, because she was Betty. Okay. And I was like, "You should get a like, you should be the Betty Oprah, so we can call you Opera." And I think it worked. But it was awkward because I wasn't sure if they were recording the conversation.
Oh my goodness.
And
I'd
already said my name, you know.
They always record the conversation.
For Rika purposes, so they know exactly who I am.
No, but they have to. Before they even help you.
So I just kind of stopped it right there because I actually wanted to say, listen, we should talk some more, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
my
goodness. Like, I was just feeling flustered, and now I feel so much at ease. It's not even what you were saying, because usually when they call me from Celsius, I'm like, what do you want, blah? And this time I was like,
chilled. I'm chilled. You chilled. Let's chill.
So what's your Celsius number there, you know?
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
Why don't you drop me a WhatsApp, you know, let's chat.
Oh, wow.
But I refrained. I had to stop myself, you know.
But can I tell you something? I don't think, like, lines like that, right? Mm-hmm. I think it depends on who you're hitting on. Let's just put it that way. Every woman receives being picked up or hit on differently.
And
so I'm like
who's
an alpha.
Doing it, right?
Yeah, I'm like an alpha female. Mm-hmm. Like, if you give yourself over to me on like a silver platter with an apple in your mouth, I'm done. I'm out of there.
You know, you make life so unnecessarily difficult. It's like, dude.
But I'm a pursuer, which
the
is
the guy
so
is
weird.
There and he's saying, like, stop being this huntress.
No,
lioness.
I'm hunting, which is weird because, I mean, it's because I'm surrounded by two boys, right? So I've got an older brother and a younger brother. My best friend is a man.
Uh-huh.
So I mean,
I'm not rolling my eyes.
But it's just that it's in my nature. I'm a hunter. So like I enjoy the hunt. I don't enjoy the catch per se.
It's like, oh, this is not good. I didn't want this.
This was fun.
This what is it? I just picked up a squirrel. It's not good for me.
Or like a gazelle. Like I'm like, okay, that was fun. Thanks.
I'm vegan now. Thank you.
So let's just put that
out there because
we discuss pickups.
Is it because you're a Leo and as a lioness, you know, lionesses do more of the hunting than lions. And I've realized that. Like as a Leo man, I tend to be quite aloof when it comes to that sort of thing, you know? Mm. I'm like your typical lion. I like step back. I'm like, here I am.
Yeah.
Look at my wonderful mane. What's up? I'm over here, girl. You know, anytime, you know. And Leo women are actually like, grr, they
you
go
know,
for it. You know what I mean?
I think it could be a star sign thing. And it could also be a developmental thing.
Oh, like, really? Developmental thing?
I think I really developed late in this phase of my life.
Oh, really? So you're like making up for lost time. Before you're out of your 20s. Use it while you can, girl. Work it while you're still hot.
You know, that's the thing. Like, I'm just... you know, I was a tomboy growing up. I really was. And so for me, it's just like, you know, it just carries over, let's say, like into how I interact with men now. It's just like, if a man is too eager, I'm done. Like, I'm already out. Brad Pitt could come to me and be like, I want you, I love you, I'm here. I'd be like, okay, next.
Listen,
like,
if give you me turn someone that down, else. I'd be so angry at you. I'd be like, how dare you deny me the life I was born to live because you were not happy that Brad chased. No, don't you ever do that, Candace. Don't you dare. I'm like you'll be denying me yachts.
That's so dramatic.
Yachts, trips overseas, Beverly Hills. Don't you?
Your mouth. I'm being very dramatic.
For real. Not even being dramatic. Like, that would ruin the friendship, totally.
Can I tell you something? There's just something for me that's a turn off about a man that's just too eager. Mm-hmm. You know, it just puts me off. So generally speaking, when men do try and pick me up, I get the initial phase, but I'm into banter. So say something witty and charming, and then I'll like, you know, like, then you've got my attention. If you come up to me like, hey, beautiful, I'm already like, not today, sir.
Okay, next. But that never worked. I mean, honestly, okay. Well, you're not telling us anything that, like, well, guys who should know better don't know. Like, you don't just walk up to them and say the obvious. Hey, you're really beautiful. That's not going to get you anywhere. Because where are we going with that? Like, oh, thanks. I didn't notice this morning. No one's ever said that to me before. What are you expecting her to say, right? Because where are we going to go next? You have to always say something where we can go somewhere with this.
Okay,
you
know? True story.
So, I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with a compliment. Always start with a compliment. You see, if you make someone feel good to start off with.
Depends.
Then you've won them over. 50% of the work is done.
Depends. Can I say depends? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, firstly, can we just differentiate? So, there are different types of men, right? Successful men versus maybe like...
Grossly generalizing. So what you're saying is guys with cash and guys without cash, basically.
No, not even just without cash, but you know, like a certain LSM, let's say, you know,
why don't we just call a spade a spade?
Yeah, okay, certain, let's do
LSM,
that.
My goodness.
Okay, so no, certain guys, like, I find that guys with maybe
guys with cash
approach in a very, they don't want to get rejected. Okay. So every time, I swear, maybe it's like 8 out of 10 times when a guy, a successful guy, approaches me, they'll always say, oh my goodness, your face looks so familiar.
Wow.
And I'm always like, nope, it doesn't, sir. Next.
Okay. You've never met me a day in your life.
Yeah. And then, like, I mean, I don't know why, but then they'll just sit there and look at you and be like, seriously, I feel like I know you. And you're like, you really don't know me. And, you know, it's just so irritating. And then there are guys who are very...
I'm just like falling asleep at the mic because I can't believe guys... I mean, it's so sad.
It is sad.
I'm sad for them. Because,
I'm
like,
sad for them.
That, in what universe does that work? I don't even think it's successful men.
No.
I just think you just happen to have bumped into the successful men who maybe got there by chance, or they're like, oh, shucks. Okay, because I imagine, and this is, you're right in a way, because I find that, like, CEOs, right?
Yeah.
If ever the CEO is going to say a speech at a function, you know that's when everything's going to dip, right? They're like the worst communicators ever, most of the time.
Yes.
But then every now and again, you get CEOs who can communicate very well.
Very charismatic and fluff, yeah.
Yeah. So you're right in that way, that sometimes successful men who are, I guess, got successful, not necessarily because of their communication skills, maybe because of their qualifications or something else, generally have a tendency to not communicate very well, not be good with people.
Well, charmingly, they don't communicate. They communicate very directly.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very, there's no like, playfulness.
Yeah. But you can still be direct. I mean, I'm just going to give a hint to those guys who are direct, who don't have the charm.
You can be direct. You can be
direct,
right?
And you can get what you need to get done, especially when it comes to pickup lines.
Yes.
You know, like, for example, this guy says to you, do I know you from somewhere? And right there and then you'd be like, no, you really don't. And obviously he's trying to pick you up.
Yeah, obviously.
But if he had just thought it through, he could have said, you're right, I don't know you because you're the first black girl that I've ever seen with green hair.
Right?
Did you do that on purpose? Or is it like, are you just working with a mistake? You know?
I love that. You see, that's very...
You've got somewhere to go.
Exactly. Yeah. If a guy can think beyond just the obvious, I'm done. Mm. You know? Then I'm like, okay, I get you. I like this.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're just going to be like, just standard. Like, I get bored very easily. Mm, so
if you're going to be direct, right then you could say, listen, I really don't know you, but thanks for laughing.
Yes.
I do want to get to know you. That's why I'm here. And I know that sounds awkward, but how else do you talk to a girl at an airport and you're missing your flight and you really just want to see her again.
This is literally the airport situation.
Exactly. It's literally the airport. I'm just like, I'm just trying to help the guy out. If this ever happens to
if
him again,
ever happens,
like,
yeah,
that's where you could go with that.
That,
you know,
could've,
that could have worked, right?
Instead of just like, you know, yeah, having your entourage stare me down, which is even more intimidating.
Exactly. And then right there, and then you can say, listen, I think it's a bad idea for you to have my number. Or, I mean, what would you say, for example?
Okay.
Let's do like a real thing. You know?
No, okay, cool. So firstly, if he had gone there, like with a green hair thing, I would have laughed and it would have been very charming.
Yeah.
And then after that, he would have obviously said, I've got to leave.
Yeah,
yes,
I've got to go.
I've got to go on my flight, but I'd love to see you again.
Mm.
I'm the type of person, if you put in the effort like that and you make me laugh, then I'll take your card. It doesn't mean I'm going to call you, but at least your side of the battle is done.
You know what I'm saying? You went like, sort of,
like
halfway.
I'm willing to take the card.
Yeah.
If I'm not even willing to take your card, you know
problem.
You messed up.
Yeah. And right there and then you could say, I know you're taking my card and, you know, those cards cost a lot of money. They're, you know, we don't want to kill any more trees. Please use it. Please, just try, you know.
Because someone who can
just
make...
Just once.
Exactly.
I'm really... I usually don't have my bodyguards around unless it'll make you feel safer.
Or abductable. But okay.
Yeah, or abductable, which is okay with me. I think you'd fit very nicely in the back of a 7 Series, like right in the boot. It's got a lot of space. I see you're a tall girl too. Yeah,
oh
it's very comfortable
God.
There. I've tried it.
But that's the thing, you see. Like, I find that charm and wit go very far with me. If you're charming and witty, like, I can overlook quite a few things.
I think that's the point,
but
right?
But if you're dry from the moment we make contact, I'm done.
But here's the thing. I think a lot of men, I mean, it's easy for me to talk to you now because I know you. So,
yeah.
You know, I kind of have a feeling where this is going to go. But guys do get intimidated by women's looks. You know, if you're really beautiful, it's like, shucks, how do I even start?
Yeah.
Am I, is she even going to look at me as someone who should be talking to her in the first place?
Okay.
I mean, people are insecure. You don't just like suddenly grow out of your insecurities. In fact, sometimes I still feel like that guy, that awkward teenage boy who's 15 years old and still short. He's got pimples and it's like just awkward, you know?
Yeah. No, but you know what? I think like the majority of men and overestimate a woman's self-esteem.
Okay.
So they look at a woman and they think, oh, wow, you know, she's so pretty visually to me.
Guys must be asking out every day.
Exactly. And then they assume that when they hit on you, that you have this high sense of self-importance.
Yeah.
Because obviously you must know what you look like. And a lot of beautiful women from my experience don't actually walk around thinking I'm so beautiful.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you actually put in some effort, that is not a pickup line like, oh girl, do you drink a lot of milk because you're fine? Like, you're just like, oh my god,
you drink a lot of milk because you're fine? How
yeah,
does,
what's no,
that what's one got to do with the other?
There's nothing related. Nothing.
Wow. Do you drink a lot of milk because you're fine? I mean, I would have gone with maybe, do you drink a lot of milk because you look
like you
got healthy bones?
No, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. It says
even you're messing up a pickup line.
I am, it's because they're so awful.
It's not easy.
They said, I know milk does the body good, but damn, girl. Yeah, that's the line. No, but they just...
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm still lost.
Never mind.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next one.
Like, okay, so what's the best pickup line you've ever heard?
Okay, it was actually, I was at Woolworths. And I was just like doing my grocery shopping. So I kept on like crossing paths with this guy.
Yeah.
And then finally we get to the meat section and we're both staring at the meat. And I knew like this guy was building up to speak to me. I could just see it. You know,
in
you can
meat
tell
section,
exactly.
Guys, that's where it works.
Yeah, you know, but you know, like when guys just build it up, you can see it.
Yeah.
So anyway, he starts talking to me and I'm like, just like thinking to myself, be polite.
Yeah.
So he says, oh my goodness, you know, I'm just deciding what to cook, but I don't know how to cook and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yeah, no, I don't know how to cook either. And then, because I just wanted to shut it down.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right there and then, right?
Right there and then. Mm. And he's like, oh, wow, you think I'm hitting on you, hey? And I look at him and I'm
right
like,
there and then like, you do, don't you? Like,
yeah. And then I'm like, and I look at him like, you know, I'm giving him that look. Like, we both know you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Come on.
And then he looks at me and he like says with a smirk on his face, sorry, girl, today's not your day. And that honestly made my day. I was like, wait, what? Like, I was so not expecting that to go that
way.
Okay.
But here's the thing, right? Here's what I understand. Like, why was he talking to you then? Like, why was he talking
to
you?
No, but that's the thing. That's what made it funny, because we both knew he was hitting on me.
Oh.
But the fact that he just did a 360.
Oh, like right there and then? But in the end, was he like...
He was, it was so funny because we both ended up laughing.
Yeah.
You know, and that, I was like, wow.
Did you not turn around and say, you know, come on, let's stop playing. Actually, you know what?
No, we did. We continued speaking after that because I found him so funny. I was okay. Like, okay, this is funny. Like, I like this guy.
But you see, did you close the deal? I mean, it's nice to be funny. Wonderful. Ooh, we clap hands for you. Ooh,
No. I took his number. I didn't call him. but it was good. Okay. It was still a good pickup line.
Nice. So yeah. So you took, he like, how did...
No, I always take numbers. How did the deal close though?
You know, like, how do you like get to that point where it was like, oh, by the way, here's my number or what? How did that happen?
Okay, no, because we ended up just chatting, you know, generally speaking. And he was very witty. We had like banter back and forth. And then after that, he was just like, you know, I'd love to continue this, but I've got to rush, because that's actually what all men do when they're trying to get your number. But I've got to run. So... Mm. Can I get your number or you can take mine? So then I just took his.
Because the thing is, you got to look like you're actually busy. Like you do stuff,
that's
right?
Even though he was meandering around Woolworths for the past hour.
Like literally stalking you around the aisles. I don't know if that always will always work, guys. This was a once off, okay? Don't necessarily try this first. You know, rather just like by the third aisle, say something. You know what I mean?
Something like that.
After that, it just becomes awkward. Like, okay, we're really not just bumping into each other.
Can I tell you some places that have worked for me? Like where people have hit. Okay, the gym is number one, because I've actually gone on dates with people from the gym.
It seems to happen to you all the time. Like the gym.
Because you know, like when you see someone enough, guys start building up the courage, and they don't actually use pickup lines. It just starts with a hello. Hi. Every, you know, and then it becomes how you, and then the conversation just starts extending from there.
Yeah.
So that's effective. But other places like coffee shops, I know people don't think coffee shops are effective. They really are. And
People, coffee shops work, by the way.
They
heard it from.
They do. Yeah. It's easier
the lady herself. Okay. So how would that work though? Because like I always find that so awkward. Like. Trying to move onto someone's table. They could be waiting for somebody.
No. I did not like say a restaurant. No, I did
a
not
coffee
say,
shop.
I said a coffee shop.
What about
shop?
A restaurant Something, that serves coffee?
No, a place whereby you're getting your coffee and you're leaving. I'm not speaking about a sit down.
Okay, guys, like an in and out coffee shop.
Can I tell you one of the worst places you can hit on me? A restaurant. A place where I'm sitting and I've got no other option because I've already ordered my food.
Yes.
And now you're trapping me because
this is a bad idea.
Oh my goodness. And then you ask me like, can I please join you? No, you cannot, sir.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes. I always find that's awkward. I mean, how do you start that conversation at a restaurant? Because there's so many factors, variables that could go wrong. One,
she could be waiting for someone
who will arrive anytime. Could be a boyfriend or a husband or brother or father.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of people who are not really keen on you talking to her in the first place, right? Number two, like you said, the woman feels trapped because she's there already. And she, you know, sometimes people just want to be alone. I know when I'm at a restaurant alone, really, I did it on purpose.
Right.
Yeah. It
and
wasn't like,
don't get that.
I'm fresh out of ideas for people that I could have invited. You know what I mean? So it's like the worst place to talk to someone. When someone's in a rush.
Oh my goodness.
You know, they're walking towards
something. Like if you see me making large strides, that is not a place to like intercept me. Because... Either way, it doesn't matter what you look like. If you're going to jump in front of me, I'm going to be like startled.
Yeah.
And the answer is going to be no.
A swift kick in the nuts.
You might.
That's your gym, bro. Those squats ain't for nothing.
I'm telling you.
And she drinks some milk, so she got those thick bones. They don't break. They break your bone.
But that's the thing, you know. I think, you know what the biggest tip I could give men is read the scenario.
Look around.
No, like look at the woman, right? Make eye contact once. See if she keeps eye contact. Try again the second time. Never go with the first one, because I've been in traffic. A guy's made eye contact. I've made eye contact. And now I can't turn that way. Now I'm just hoping. Like I'm just like, oh gosh.
No, that happened to me the other day.
It's awful.
I was driving and you know, there was this really good looking lady in a white BMW. And, you know, the first thing that caught my eye, because I couldn't see her face, was like how amazing her hair was. Like she had the good hair. I couldn't figure out if it was a wig or not. I mean, a weave or what, because that hair looked like
good.
Like
it was
good.
Great.
It was like, you know, if it was a weave, it was a very expensive one.
Yeah.
But it was like, I was amazing. Like, wow, girl, you got nice hair.
Yeah.
You know, and then she kind of turned around and then she
caught you. Yeah.
I was, you know, we're looking at each other. And then it was that moment, because I didn't want to be that guy.
No,
you know, who's like looking at her the whole time.
Yeah.
So I turned around too. And I was like, but I did want to say hi. But now it's awkward. It's crazy.
Now you drive the whole way with your neck stuff.
Yeah, like just don't look at her. Don't look at her. So she's probably thinking, this guy is so rude. Like I was ready to smile at that guy.
No. Sometimes we're just not ready to smile. We're just caught now. We're just like, sherbet. Now I've got to just look straight ahead,
yeah,
look at my phone and fiddle with my phone because yeah, obviously.
But a great yeah way to actually meet people is through a bumper bashing, you know, a small car accident.
What?
Yeah, I think it's a...
Oh my goodness,
I mean, it
no
sounds like the worst way, but
no,
it can actually work
awful
in your favor. I remember a long time ago, I once had an accident with a lady and I was really upset, but she was very good looking, you know. So I was like, in the end, I was like, you know what? Obviously, you're going to have to get my car fixed and everything. That's by the by. But now that we have each other's numbers, do you think we could use them for something other than just trying to get the insurance money out of each other? And
wow,
yeah, it kind of worked out.
That
you know
worked?
Yeah, it worked.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know, from a very traumatic situation, we just like found each other.
I think it was because of who you were. I don't think it's...
Oh,
so
really?
Yeah.
You're going to play that card. It's always about who I am. Hey.
No, but seriously. Like,
you know how hard it is, actually? As a celebrity, I think the hardest thing is to try to pick anyone up because already people have got that...
That guard up.
You think you're that guy from TV, right? So
no, seriously.
I'm going to make you sweat.
No, not even. I think like there's also a sense of... Like, there was a guy at a certain mall who tried to pick me up and he was well known and obviously I knew he was. Now it's awkward because now when you introduce yourself, like, am I supposed to be like, I know, or am I just supposed to like, chill?
I know is cool. Like, yeah, I know
okay,
who you are.
Yeah, no, cool. But I could see how awkward it was for him to try and pick me up. So it made me awkward. And then like the exchange just ended up going nowhere because I felt awkward, he felt awkward. And I was just like, okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, I was like, you may as well just have said, listen, can we take a picture? I think that's a good one, actually. Like, you just go up to a really hot girl and say, listen, I'm sorry to do this to you. Usually it's the other way around, but today I just want to know, can I take a picture with you? Usually people want to take a picture with me. You know who I am. Or you don't. Oh, okay, so you don't want my show. Okay. No, so if you don't know, now you got to like explain, right? Oh, so that could also backfire badly. But if you notice that she knows who you are, you can say like, look, usually, you know, but I'm a fan of yours. Right now, I don't even know what you've done in life.
Yeah.
But like all this, that
it's
deserves
enough
like celebrity status. I'm just going to take a picture and post it on my Facebook.
Oh my gosh, you know what I'm saying? No, it's so weird because I actually thought like when he came up to me, I actually genuinely thought he was going to ask me like where something is. Like, you know.
Like, directions. That always
like,
works.
Tell me where Edgar's is or something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
So when I realized what was happening, because usually with men, I already know. Like, because with Chris Rock, like he really changed the way I think about.
You're gonna go there.
Every time a man.
You're gonna go there. Oh my gosh.
Chris Rock was a part of my formation. That's why I'm such a
hunter.
That's
why you have a problem.
Exactly.
Tell them what you heard from Chris Rock.
Oh my gosh. So Chris Rock's got this joke where he says every time a man is being nice to you, he's offering you D.
Some D, right? Some D.
And he's like,
maybe not the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just some.
And then he's like, you know, no man is just going to come up to you and be nice to you for no reason, you know? So then, like before, because I used to be that girl, I was a tomboy. So I was like, oh my gosh, all my friends are like guys. Like, they all love me because I'm one of the guys.
Yeah.
But then I grew older and I grew into myself and I realized, no, Chris Rock had something going there.
So you reckon all your guy friends were not really your friends? They were just waiting?
No, they were. I was very masculine. So. Trust me, they wanted none of that.
Okay. You don't know, man. You know.
No, they didn't. Like, I was that person they tell, like, about, like, the fact that they want to date your friend. You know, I was the intermediary.
Wow.
No, but, like, I mean, after that...
Thank God, the swan, you know, eventually happened.
So when I finally became a swan
and
I realized that guys aren't actually trying to be my friend,
yeah.
I mean, it saved me a lot of time because I could just cut you from the get-go. None of this emotional attachment stuff of like, he's my best friend, and then he leaves, you know? So now I'm just like, when a guy speaks to me generally, I just feel like
you assume that there's an offer.
No, because I have to like realize like why are you speaking to me first, because sometimes it's genuine, like I need 911, you know, like that's like a genuine,
I'm dying.
Literally. But then,
so you were thinking this guy's gonna ask you for directions, and then
which never happens to me.
Basically, where is a CNA? Would you like some D?
No, I
Which
did
is
not.
Such an
can
overweight.
I tell you? No. Yeah. Can I tell you that didn't feature? I didn't think he was going to hit on me. Okay. I genuinely didn't.
And clearly, he didn't either.
Did he
actually end up asking for directions? I mean, like,
no, he didn't. It just ended up being a very awkward exchange. Like,
what happened? Like, just give us a blow by a quick blow by blow.
Shame. I hope he doesn't. Okay, he doesn't know who I am, so
it's okay.
It's okay. No, so he came up to me because I was standing outside a store because I was waiting for directions from someone.
Yes.
Like, you know, where to meet them.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, yes. And so I'm texting and whatever. So I saw him walking past me the one direction. Then he came back. So then, okay, I was like, okay, cool. This guy clearly went, okay. Then he walked like towards me. So I was like, no, he's not coming to me. Like, so I carried on my phone. Like,
yeah.
Then he was like, excuse me. And I looked up like, oh. Yeah. Hi.
That's your go-to move though. When you think someone's coming towards you, they're going to hit on you. It's the phone comes out, right?
Well, it was in my
it's
hand.
It's always
thank
in your
goodness,
hand, isn't it?
Thank goodness. And then he's like, hi, I'm so-and-so. And I was like, I'm Candace. And then it just went downhill from there. The best part was, I'm so-and-so and
oh
I'm
my
Candace.
Gosh. What happened after that?
I mean, like, I really no, so sorry. I And this is a very confident person when you see them in the media space. And he's like, no, so I just saw you like when I walked, you know, that way. And then I came back and I just wanted to say, wow, you, wow. And I was like, wow, thank you.
But I mean, that's a compliment.
No,
like,
yeah, no, it
he's
was.
Like, he's,
shame.
He was dumbstruck. Like, he no. was actually literally out of words.
No, but he really didn't think this through. Like, I thought, like, there was a lot of time to think. I mean, you walked past me three times. Like,
oh.
There was a lot of time for you to think.
Oh, yeah. You could have come up with a short script right there and then. You know.
And I thought this guy was like a player. Like, yeah, he had that player swag about him.
But you see, and a lot of guys on TV without a script, man.
Yeah,
we're nothing.
That's tough,
we're nothing without a script. I'm nothing without a script, man.
It's a tough life.
Someone has to write it first. Like, I'll act. I'll act it out.
But even the way he walked up
but
to me, he walked
don't
up
ask
with
me to
so
make it
much.
Out.
The thing is, he walked up with so much confidence. I feel like I was more like deflated by what I ended up receiving. Than
okay, yeah, I
then,
suppose.
Yeah, and then the conversation just ended up being very weird. Like, it was just a jumble of sentences put together. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I've really got to go. But it was lovely meeting you.
I must say, Sandton City has never been a great hunting ground for anyone. It should be avoided, just generally. It's a terrible place.
What do you mean?
I think women go to Sandton City to not get picked up. They go to Rosebank to get picked up. I'll tell you that much. Like that, when you're in Rosebank, it's fair game. You see someone, if you see Candace in Rosebank, you know she's trying to get picked up. But if you see her in Sandton, she's just trying to do some shopping.
No, stop it.
I'm telling
you. I feel like anywhere really, like you can, wherever you, I'm chilled. If I'm chilled,
you're
and
chilled
I'm not,
at the mall. You were standing by the door.
I was. No, exactly. So for him, it, all he had to do, literally, like, it was one of my good days. So I wasn't even trying to hunt nobody. I was just like,
poor
I'm
bastard.
Chilled. And he was just like, yeah, no, flop. And
just
I felt
died.
So bad
died.
Because now I look at
on
him.
On the floor.
I look at him, like, whenever, like, he's on anything, I'm just like, shame.
That nigga ain't shit. That's what's going through your mind. You just didn't want to say it. I said it for you.
Did not think that. I was just
I
thinking.
Said it that's like, that voice. That nigga
no,
ain't shit.
But you know what? Like, there's nothing to. For me, I love strength in a man. So I love guys who are very strong in themselves. And as soon as you come across as timid and we don't even know each other, like, I'm just like, there's no point. Like,
you know,
this is not going to. I mean, I've got to.
It's never really. Timidity's never really worked for men in general.
Right?
You know, so, you got to be a conqueror. You got to hit her over the head and just drag her home.
And the thing is, for me, I've already. Wow.
Yeah, with charm. We don't use clubs anymore. It's illegal now. But if it wasn't,
a lot of women would be in trouble.
Yeah.
No, there's certain things, right? So for me, I'm like, okay, I don't date athletes. I don't date celebrities.
Oh gosh.
So already he was like a couple of steps back, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, with him, I was like, okay, I'll give him a date. At least he's not a bad person to just
That's
know.
That's so funny. I love girls who say that sort of stuff, you know. Because they usually end up with those very
No,
sentences.
Never.
I don't do.
No,
funny
no,
enough,
no.
I'm at your wedding and I want to remind you, like, I want to just whisper it so that the groom doesn't hear. You said you don't date athletes.
No, seriously. Like, I've had my fair share. I know that I definitely don't do it.
Would you date a chess player, though? Would you consider that an athlete?
Is that an athlete?
Like, well, I mean, he's a mental athlete.
Well, yes, I love intellectuals.
But you might not know he's a chess player because it's not like there's chess on TV. Does that count?
No, that counts.
What, like, if he plays an awkward sport that we don't see on TV? Like, what if he's like a wrestler? And not a WWE type wrestler,
no,
but those wrestlers
who
wrestle in those pajamas and the onesies.
No.
But you didn't know him. Like, you didn't know.
No. If he does that as a side hobby, like in a basement somewhere.
Like, he's hitting on you right now. He's trying to ask
you
for a date.
I'm talking about professional athletes. Like, you know, your soccer players, rugby players, cricket players.
Athletes who are on TV.
Something like that.
And they do sports you happen to watch.
Yeah, I don't watch sports generally, but I know, like, I'm just not for that life.
Okay.
So for me, already those careers are just not viable for me.
Why?
Because I enjoy, like, intellect, you know. I like people who are intelligent and who aren't ego driven. And I find that people in these industries are very ego driven.
Yeah,
you know, they constantly need that. You are amazing. You're
Doesn't
so
anybody and everybody need that?
No, like intellectuals.
I need that every damn morning.
No, intellectuals
you right
are
now,
very much about
if you're listening
things.
Out there, I need that every day. And I'm an intellectual. I read books.
No, I like guys who are very smart and into themselves. You know, they don't have that. Not into themselves as in arrogant and vain, but they just calm.
Just like,
they calm. I like calm guys. I don't like guys
so
who like
So basically, you don't like to give compliments. That's your problem is, like, actually, You don't want anyone else in the room to feel more special or more beautiful than you. So you're not going to tell them.
I'm always in rooms with better people, better looking people than me.
Yeah, but just as long as not your man.
No.
Then
no,
it's
no,
a problem.
No, you can
this guy's
going
to want you to tell him.
No. I just don't like a guy who likes things. I don't like a guy who likes spotlight and stuff. And, you know, I like a guy who's reserved. You know what? I want
you
a
see,
guy
that, this
who
this sounds
mean
so
mug.
Much like you want to be the one in the spotlight. And you know what?
I do. And that's the problem.
This
like
is
we
you,
can't.
Right? This is you. This is you.
No, it's just that I find that it's just very troublesome when a guy is addicted to like a fame or like the spotlight, only because a woman, he becomes more attuned to like being hit on by a woman. And I like guys who are very, who mean mug the general population except me. Like,
oh,
he must only be nice.
I've
to,
heard that,
you know.
I remember growing up, like after high school, you know, we were in, I was overseas in the UK, right?
Yeah.
And I was terrible. I'm still not very good at this pickup line thing. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm married now, because
yeah.
I would fail.
Yeah.
But the women back then, the young women were like, yeah, you know, I want a man who's like an asshole to everyone else except me. And I'm like, generally, if a guy's an asshole, he's like an asshole.
To everybody.
Yeah, even
to
you.
Everybody.
At some time, he'll be you too, you know.
Yeah.
So
no,
that's the
he'll
thing.
Get to you. No. But no, I'm not speaking about guys who are generally just assholes. I'm speaking about
saying mean mugging everybody else.
No,
that means this guy's just generally
no,
walking around
serious.
Angry.
No, he looks like a guy who's not just generally approachable by the general population, only because I find.
So you want a charming guy who starts being charming once they meet you.
Hey, no. I don't need charm. I need intellect. That's the thing. If you can make me laugh and be
intelligent. How are you going to do that without... How are you going to make you laugh without some charm? And you can
just
be as smart
little.
As you possibly... Like, Stephen Hawking is going to, like, wheel up to you in his wheelchair, you know, blow forth. I
oh
think you are, like, the square root of pi.
Stop it.
You are
Stop
the
it.
Universe. And
Stop.
I know... a lot about the universe.
Oh, shush, man.
Are you made only of dark matter?
Oh my gosh.
You drew me
stop
in
it.
Like a black hole.
Oh my gosh.
What the
stop
hell?
It.
That's intellectual.
No. I mean, guys, obviously, who are socially adjusted. I'm not talking about like people who don't have social skills. I just mean, generally speaking, like guys, I don't want a guy who, he can be normal, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be mean and he can be charming. Mm-hmm. But there are doses of it. Because there's some guys who are too charming. They charm your friends, they charm your sisters,
yeah,
they charm.
Yeah,
I don't need that in my life. That's just too stressful.
I'm just putting it out there.
No, I don't want that. I want a guy.
Like, you just got to keep a sharp eye on me all the time.
No, I don't want that. You see, that's too stressful. That's a celebrity and sportsman problem. That's what I'm saying. I need,
but you know, I was
I need
like
an
this
accountant.
Before.
I need someone like.
You guys, are, you know, people like you are easily fooled. You're one of those people who's like,
no.
I want an ugly man because no one else will want him.
No.
And he'll never cheat on me. Because
no.
At least I know he's just mine.
No, you get
cheated on by an ugly man.
No,
you don't get cheated on by
an
uncharming. I don't even know what the opposite of charm is. What's the
uncharming. non-charming.
A non-charming human being. And you'll be like, how does this happen?
No. No, it's not that. Like, I enjoy looking at people who are attractive, right?
Okay.
I enjoy looking at them.
Mm.
But you have to have more than attraction.
Yeah.
You need
to, so you have
to be
intellectual.
More.
You have to have the physique of an athlete, but not actually be an athlete.
True.
You have to be charming, but not to
not
everyone else. You have to be a set intellectual, right? But
yeah.
But don't be too clever, because then you just like lose her. It's
I'm
quite
not
a tall
unicorn,
order.
Stop
you know,
it.
This is why generally they say, right, when women are going to have sex, there's a whole laundry
yeah, no,
list.
Yeah.
And when men are gonna have sex, all you have to do is just pitch up.
But can I tell you something? It's because it happens in the mind for a woman. A woman already knows, by the time you say hello to her, she already knows whether it's gonna happen or not. You know? So it's just, at the end of the day, you need to understand that with a woman, if she has friend zoned you legit, then there's no getting out, because she knew by the time she sat down to have dinner or lunch with you, she's already decided.
I don't want to go back to that topic of friend zoning, because we once had a whole show about
no,
it.
No, we did.
But it's possible, guys, to get out of the friend zone.
It
you
is.
Know, you can, don't ever give up. Don't listen to what Candace says and believe that once you're in the friend zone, that's your life. That's who you have to be.
Just don't hold out hope.
That's what I'm saying. It can happen.
Somehow, sometimes.
Hold out hope. It's going to be a long, hard road every time she comes to you, because you're going to be that,
20, 30, 40 years,
that straight 50. Gay friend. She's going to be coming to cry about this non-charming, mean mugging guy who's hurt her again. And then she's going to have to be a shoulder to cry on and send her back to this dude until she finally sees you for who you are. and how wonderful you are.
Oh my gosh.
And you've been there all along.
No, don't do so that, guys. Romantic. This is not a romantic comedy. Clearly, my co-host lives in a romantic comedy.
Romantic
I live in real life.
Okay.
No.
That's why we keep going to see them.
No, we see them because they fantasized and they're nothing like reality.
Okay, well, on that note of non-reality, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I must say, I had a really tough week without my phone. It's kind of back, but I have to keep abusing it. I have to punch it in the face a couple of times for it to work.
It's like when technology turns on us, we become different people.
I was lost. I felt like I was anonymous. But after a while, it was really cool. I would like to go a week, a full week without my phone at all. See what that's like.
No, don't do that. You'll die. You'll die.
Okay. And on that sober note, what have we got? Let's see. Hang on a second.
Play something amazing.
Let me play something amazing. But actually, keep talking. I have to find something amazing, okay? Give me a break here.
Whoa, guys. Okay, guys, I'll leave you with this. If you are in the friend zone, get out. Like, just leave the person. You don't need that in your life.
Don't do it to yourself, man.
No, and don't hold out hope, because some people are saying hold out hope. I'm telling you now, if I say you are in the friend zone, there's no ways.
Don't trust Candace. Everything that she says.
You know when you'll get out of the friend zone? When I'm 70 and no one else wants me.
All right. Well, in that case, let's say goodbye with one of my favorite songs from the Jigga Man.
Toodles, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.